Welcome into Fesco in the Morning. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, and Mac Morey with you on a August 6th. 6 o'clock in the morning, but it feels a little later in the day maybe for you because last night you might have, you know, got to bed early because the game was kind of blown out of proportion once Angel Zerpa got in. But That's not where we pick things up. That's where you can go find Verner's postgame show and listen to those sort of things. But the way I looked at this game is losing the first game of the series is no bueno because you got to take 2 from 3 from here on out. I think there's 49 games left. There, you take 2 out of 3 in almost every series you play. Yes, That's just where you're at. And that's why I think if a lot of you who watched this game last night, I don't think you and I are here yet. At least I'm not. But winning the first game of a series, the obvious, if we do sports cliches, is massively important because then you only have 1 of 2 to, you know, split the rest.
Yeah, right.
And if you're going to win every series 2 to 3, getting the first one is key, and that kind of sets the tone, obviously. And that's why I think people are either jumping immediately or staying put. Jumping immediately, and it's almost like an every night thing. And if you do this to yourself, brutal. Because yes, it's a loss. Cleveland loses. Minnesota does win. Boston does win. But everything feels like playoff scenario because we are in a 2 out of 3 situation from here on out, whether you believe it or like it or not.
Well, it is playoff scenarios from here on out because, you know, you've got to win more than you lose in order to get in. I mean, we're not breaking things, you know, down like that. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, last night's game, you flush that away and you move on to the next. The thing that stood out now, Brady Singer has been gassed twice by the Red Sox, right? Like the last start before the All-Star break, he got beat pretty good by the Boston Red Sox. Last night, he got beat around pretty good by the Boston Red Sox. So he's the kryptonite. They're his kryptonite, I guess you could say. And that doesn't bode well for me going into the postseason because Boston could be a team that you have to face in the postseason. And if you do have to face Boston in the postseason, Brady Singer has not had such good success against the Boston Red Sox, and he's supposed to be one of your aces. So that was a little concerning last night. The other thing that is continuing to be concerning for me is not the loss or anything like that, but everybody's going to wake up this morning and go, what are we doing with this bullpen? And to me, it's bigger than Angel Zerpa. I was talking to one of the guys at the J about it yesterday, and he's like, my God, no matter like who we put in there, they seem to give up runs. Hunter Harvey has been giving up runs, and you know, the general is not the general anymore, right? That he was for the first, you know, 5 minutes of the season or whatever the case may be. That Urseg guy is pretty good. I enjoy watching him from Oakland, but right now I think what we've come to realize, Dusty, is that I don't know who that reliable arm is out of the bullpen right now. And that to me is more concerning than anything else on this team right now. It's not even about the loss last night. The thing that concerns me is who can we rely on now out of the bullpen when you got a good team like the Boston Red Sox there? Like, we feasted on the Tigers and White Sox. The White Sox have lost 21 games in a row. They've not won since like the 8th of July or something like that, right? So you beat up on them, you beat up on the Tigers. Now you have an opportunity to take care of business against a team that is as good as you in that same kind of category. And you got beat in pretty good last night, and the big reason was because you didn't have that reliable arm out of the bullpen. And that is kind of becoming the story over the last 2 weeks. The starters have been great, but what happens when you turn it over the bullpen? Who's that guy you can rely on right now? Other than Urseg, I don't know that we have that guy in the bullpen. Somebody needs to emerge if this team is going to stay in that playoff chase.
Yeah, I mean, I know Sunday they tried out who they put out there? Hunter Harvey to close the game out. I mean,
he's given up runs in just about every game he's faced so far. So the bullpen right now is just not a reliable part of this organization. And they've got to figure that out. And I don't know how you figure that out. I don't know what you do, what you decide to do. Maybe it's Alec Marsh coming back up from the minor leagues and giving you a fresh look out there. Zerpa was terrible last night. There's just no other way to put it. Yeah. Hunter Harvey has not been good since he's come over from Washington. The other guy, MacArthur, he stinks. And then you've got Urseg, who can't pitch every inning every night, but he's become your most reliable guy. He's the guy that I would look for now. If you're in a tight situation, you need to get a couple of outs. You need to find a way to, you know, move a game forward. That Urseg guy is really, really good. He's the guy that I believe right now that you can trust in that bullpen. But again, you can't pitch him in every single inning and every single opportunity. other guys need to emerge. And we're at the point of the season now where they're, unless you're coming from the minor leagues, which is whatever, there's no reinforcements out there for the bullpen. And that's the concerning part for me right now. It's starting to add up that who can we rely on the bullpen? You can rely on those guys when you play the White Sox and the Tigers. Can you rely on this bullpen when you play the Red Sox and the Twins and the Cardinals and the Yankees and the Guardians and the Phillies and the Astros, which is what the gauntlet of the schedule is coming up over the next 30 days?
Yeah, I think that Irsegg is probably your closer.
Has to be, right?
Obviously, you didn't see him last night. It wasn't a situation. That's why you saw Hunter Harvey, or not Hunter Harvey, but that's why you saw MacArthur in a game where it was 9-5.
Yeah, sure. I don't have a problem with MacArthur in a game where it's 9-5 at all. That's the game he belongs in.
Yeah, and those are normally the subtle hints that you have to see, like when those guys are getting used in those situations. That's why they're in there. That's why Anderson came in. That's why MacArthur came in. Why deplete your bullpen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I had a guess, I would assume that Harvey's probably your eighth inning guy. Irsegg's probably your ninth inning guy. And Bubich is probably your seventh. That's why you'll get a little bit of reinforcement once they figure out Alec Marsh's role. Then maybe he comes up and gives you some sort of glimpse of hope. And then maybe you have like a Bubich-Marsh kind of combination with an Irsegg. And then that's your closer. And then Hunter Harvey doesn't have to pitch every day. Irsegg obviously didn't pitch last night. No opportunity.
Yeah, and there wasn't an opportunity for him to pitch last night, right? Zerpa came in and threw gasoline out there and then lit it on fire and walked away.
Yeah, he faced I think he faced six batters and gave up one and got one out.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Gave up four runs, four hits, and just was the owner of the gas can last night.
Yep.
I mean, the bullpen is the question. I mean, you got to get something sort of figured out. And the thing that's weird about bullpens is it takes a ton of time to figure it out, but it takes one minor move to kind of align everything up. And once you find it and once you have it and the juice is flowing there, then your bullpen is set. The only unfortunate part about this year that the Royals haven't yet done is they haven't put those pieces correctly together. Like, they have enough pieces, at least in my opinion, to keep something that is decent enough to give you a run. Can it win a World Series? I don't know. Maybe there's three bullpens in the entire league that can win you a World Series.
Right.
Philadelphia, Los Angeles, you know. And so, but if you could put them together right, like if it's Marsh and Bubich every other night, and then it's Irsegg in the ninth, and then it's MacArthur, not MacArthur, but then it's Hunter Harvey in the eighth, or it's somebody else in the eighth, and then
maybe
it's like
Stratton?
Yeah, Stratton in the eighth. Then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, that's our mold. That's one that, is it going to be great every night? No, but is it going to be great more consistently than it has been? Yes. Trust your offense to keep going, because that offense didn't give up last night either.
No, they didn't give up last night. That was good to see. I mean, yeah, it was 8-2, and they're still battling. And so you appreciate that all the way to the end of the game. You really do like that. But again, I mean, we're talking about maybe Alec Marsh coming in and saving the bullpen, who has literally no big league experience this year out of the bullpen. We don't know what he's going to do. Like, that's just a hope and a prayer. It's time for these veteran guys that get paid the veteran type of money, the Hunter Harveys of the world and whatnot, to kind of step up and do your job. Like, this is now nut cutting time when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. And there's really no room for error right now. And there's no room for mistakes. And I know that's harsh to say, but this is what a playoff race is all about, right? This is what a pennant race is all about. This is what trying to get into the postseason is all about. You have to rely on the guys that you are paying to step it up. The Bobby Witts, the Salvador Perez's of the world, Irsegg now, Hunter Harvey. You gave up a king's ransom for Hunter Harvey, right? Everybody loved that trade when they did it. They flipped the prospect and the 39th pick in the draft for this guy. And everybody's like, oh, great, yay. And now Hunter Harvey has to start earning the trust and start earning the love from the fans by going out there and getting guys out, because I think right now fans are on edge. You could sense it last night with that bullpen coming in and Zerpa doing whatever it was that he did last night. Fans are definitely on edge right now with this team, and I think they're a little nervous now when that bullpen door swings open, as we all should be, because nobody has asserted themselves as somebody that you can truly 100% rely on out of that bullpen. And I don't know if that's ever going to be the case. We're never going to have HDH, right? You just don't have those type of things. But it would be nice to have a few guys that you could definitely rely on. And right now, we're not at that point in time. So they've got to get better out in that bullpen.
Just try and relax, fans. It'll be okay, I promise. Royals 63-51. Game and a half behind the Twins in second place. I believe they are, what, five games out of first place. So, again, not a whole lot of damage. Still got a game and a half lead over Boston. You get two more against them tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just control what you control.